All righty. Northview is playing at Mariana. Gulf Breeze is going to Tate tonight. Pine Forest is playing Escambia. Lighthouse Christian Academy is playing Pensacola High. Washington is going to Choctaw. Pensacola Catholic going to Monroe. Milton is playing at Crestview. Pace is at Navarre. And last night, Graceville was supposed to play at Jay, but that was canceled to the playing tonight instead in West Florida as the night off. Then NBA is going to be on ESPN tonight at 6:30 with the Boston Celtics against the Miami Heat, followed by the Denver Nuggets against the Golden State Warriors. And NCAA football, Tulsa is playing Temple tonight at 6:30. At 7 o'clock, University of Alabama, Birmingham is playing Western Kentucky on CBS Sports Network. Then we've got NHL hockey going to be on ESPN Plus. The Tampa Bay Lightning taking on the Florida Panthers. So the Lightning have been the dominant team the past couple of years, but right now the Florida Panthers are 3-1. The Tampa Bay Lightning are the ones that are 1-3. So that game's going to be at 6:30 on ESPN Plus. You also have Detroit, the Red Wings against the Blackhawks, and the Kraken against the Avalanche on ESPN Plus. Major League Baseball, the Padres are playing the Phillies tonight, game 3. Right now the series is tied at 1 apiece. That'll be at 6:37 on FS1. Then over the let's see here. So Florida State is off this weekend. Florida is off. Auburn is off. But the University of Miami is playing Duke. South Alabama, of course, played Troy last night and lost 10-6. And number 6 Alabama is playing number 24 Mississippi State tomorrow. On Sunday, the Jacksonville Jaguars are playing the Giants. The Buccaneers are playing the Panthers. Last night, of course, the Saints lost to the Cardinals 42-34. As Andy Dalton, the quarterback, the backup quarterback, threw 2 pick 6 and another interception. He threw 3 interceptions total, 2 pick 6. But not a good outing for him. Sunday Night Football is going to be the Dolphins playing the Steelers, and the Bears are going to be playing the Patriots on Monday Night Football. And your sports news, Jets wide receiver Elijah Moore wanted a trade, but Robert Saleh, so far they've said no. Instead, they're making him inactive for the game. Russell Wilson of the Broncos is going to be a game-time decision. The 49ers, big move here. The 49ers have acquired star running back Christian McCaffrey from the Panthers in exchange for a number of draft picks. And San Jose State running back Camden McWright died today after getting hit by a school bus while he was riding one of those electric scooters. Oh, my goodness. Terrible story right there. Texas Rangers have hired Bruce Bochy as their next manager to replace Chris Woodward. The Sparks have reached an agreement. This is the WNBA team. The Sparks have reached an agreement to hire Kurt Miller away from the finalist Sun. And former number one Simona Halep is provisionally suspended for a positive test at the U.S. Open. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's get traffic on the fives.
We still have slow traffic on I-10. It's going to be in the eastbound direction. Mile marker 21, we had an accident scene. Slowdowns backing up to about the Escambia Bay Bridge. It is moving, but it's just going to be slow moving. So keep that in mind. Again, eastbound, mile marker 21, right before you get to Avalon Boulevard on I-10. As well as Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace, there is construction on the causeway. This is going to be, again, in the eastbound direction over the Escambia Bay River with the right lane closed. Construction crews have shifted the eastbound traffic to the westbound bridge going over Simpson River. So just keep that in mind and use caution. Just use some caution while moving through this causeway. Again, that's going to be if you're leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace, and there's definitely some slowdowns because of it backing up to around Scenic Highway Davis intersection. See someone else on the roads or have details for me, give me a call to the traffic line. That number is 850-2626-111. And this traffic report is brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, and they're located on Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right. This week in science, the James Webb Telescope took a picture of the gas formation known as the Pillars of Creation. And the most precise measurement of the universe yet found it's 66.2% of dark energy and 33.8% matter, mostly dark matter. What? The stuff we can see only makes up about 5% of the universe. And so it took a picture of this, and it is this James Webb Telescope. These images, I mean, they almost just don't look real. They're just so They're so vibrant and colorful. I don't know. I don't know what to think about this thing. It's pretty amazing to see these images. We've had images in the past from like the Hubble telescope, and you look at it and you're like, wow, that's a pretty amazing thing. But then when you get this James Webb telescope, and it's just so many more details to it. It's just like, I mean, it's the difference between like standard definition and 4K. Like that's it's like that big of a difference. It's not even like standard definition to HD. No, it's like standard definition to 4K. It's amazing to see some of these images. Motorola showed off a new phone it's working on with a screen that shrinks and expands. That's right. If you click the bottom of it rolls in on itself. Weird. It can be 4 inches to fit in your pocket, or 6.5 inches if you're wanting to watch a video. And there's even a laptop version that they've come out with. So it's a very strange thing when you look at it. I mean, it's kind of like a foldable screen. You know, you got like the foldable screen type thing, but this one's more than just like a foldable screen. So the whole phone shrinks. It like rolls. It's very weird. Then let's see here. A study at Oxford found that, contrary to popular belief, goldfish actually have pretty good memories. The largest bony fish we've ever seen was found off the coast of Portugal. Bony fish means it has a full skeleton. This one's a sunfish that weighed over 6,000 pounds. And finally, the website BigThink.com did a feature on why black widows used to bite so many guys in the junk, but they don't anymore. The answer is simple and makes sense. First of all, I didn't know that black widow spiders used to bite guys in the junk all the time. That was news to me. But this is what they found. It was a lot more common before indoor plumbing took off, because those black widow spiders would often hang out in outhouses. So when dudes would go in an outhouse to use the bathroom, that's why they would get bit on the junk. Okie dokie. That's very weird. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. If you would like to weigh in, you could text 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. So coming up here next, going to get a quick update from David Wayne over in the newsroom. And then we also have our top stories on FoxNews.com. So stick around for all that next. Hey, don't write yourself off yet. It's only in your head you feel left out or looked down on. Just try your best. Try everything you can. And don't you worry what they tell themselves. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. Let's go over to David Wayne in the newsroom real quick. David?
Well, Bobby, work is set to start next month on the Jackson Street Sidewalk Project. Now, as part of this project, they're going to install almost 2,000 feet of sidewalks. This is going to be from 65th to 75th Streets. The work expected to last 150 days or less, and there's going to be some detours along 57th, 65th, and 69th Avenues while that project is going on. But, yeah, expected to start sometime mid-November.
Okay. All right. Very good one right there. Coming up in 2 minutes, got your next Traffic on the Fives with Gracie Wolf. Top stories on FoxNews.com. Our national news partner is top one is actually about that. We were talking about the San Jose State University running back who died today. He's 18 years old. He's just 18. And he was hit and killed while on a scooter, hit by a school bus, apparently, riding one of those electric scooters. And no other really details about it have come out. We know that there was 14 students who were on board at the time of the accident, and it happened early this morning. I guess the bus entered the intersection while the traffic light was green, and he entered the intersection and was crossing to the opposite sidewalk. He was in the crosswalk when he was struck by the bus. And he was killed just about immediately. It's just a terrible, terribly sad story right there. It's one of those e-scooter rentals that we have over here. You know, we see all the times these Bird scooters and the VO scooters. That's what he was riding, is one of these rental scooters. And I mean, it sounds like he didn't have the right of way and was just going. So it's unfortunate right there. That's the top story on FoxNews.com. Other stories, top stories on FoxNews.com. Twitter erupts over NFL broadcasters' comments about Taylor Swift on Thursday Night Football, that she's a teen girl. Al Michaels. This is Al Michaels. And I guess he said that her music was very popular amongst teenage girls, because, of course, yesterday was when her new album, Midnights, she had 7 songs released from her new album yesterday. And so he says, you have 4 sons. You have 4 sons. If you had a daughter, she'd be over the moon. I have a granddaughter who is completely over the moon right now. Nobody is more popular among teenage girl groups than Taylor Swift. And for that, he's being blasted by people, saying she's 32 years old. She's a fantastic performer. She's just not a teeny, you know, she's not a teen. Okay, calm down. But we already know. You don't mess with the Swifties.
I was just about to say that.
Yep. So he didn't know. Al Michaels didn't look. He's like 80 years old now. He didn't know about the Swifties and their, I guess their, I don't know, their devotion to her.
But they're ruthless. Like, if you don't understand Taylor Swift, you have to know this. I like Taylor Swift, but I'm not a Swiftie. They're crazy. Right. They're nuts. They're crazy.
They are. They're crazy. And they didn't like him saying that basically her music was for teenage girls only. Because Swifties are, I mean, they're all different ages. So I know a Swiftie who's in her 30s. That, I mean, just Taylor Swift doesn't release anything without her knowing. And follows everything she does and the whole work. So yeah, Al Michaels, 77 years old. Thanks for that update right there. Yeah, so he's 77 years old. He definitely is not up on the Taylor Swift, I don't know, movement? I don't know what you call it, but let's go ahead and get traffic on the flies of Gracie.
Okay, so biggest slowdown right now is going to be Highway 90 going into Pace from Pensacola. There's construction work going on the bridge. This is going to continue with 2 lanes going westbound and 1 lane going eastbound for a good bit of time. So we're going to get used to some traffic here. Seeing some heavy traffic the entire way throughout the causeway. Again, this is going to be Highway 90 leaving Pensacola, going towards Pace over the causeway. We do have construction crews shifting some eastbound traffic to westbound bridge going over Simpson River. So just keep that in mind. Use some caution as it is some unexpected slowdowns in that area. I-10 and I-110 looking good. Our slowdowns around Avalon Boulevard around mile marker 21 have cleared up. But if you see something else, just give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
Yeah, we're getting this Highway 90 stuff reducing down eastbound lane. It's sounds like it's getting a little bit crazy out there. We just got a text from somebody that said that it's due to construction. I guess it's going through March of 2023. So this is going to be an ongoing problem over the Highway 90 is what it sounds like. So, yeah. A couple other stories at FoxNews.com. I'll let you know about the top stories. Berea, the food company, the pasta company. They're in hot water for allegedly mislabeling their products. If you haven't heard about this, there's a big lawsuit going over them for labeling that they are Italy's number one brand of pasta. Berea customers have filed a class action lawsuit against them saying, you're not even made in Italy. Yeah, but maybe they're still number one in Italy. You never know that. They said they wouldn't have purchased Berea if they'd known that their pastas were actually from the U.S., manufactured in Iowa and New York. They would have chosen cheaper alternatives instead. So there you go. And then finally, there's been, I don't know if you've been following this that much, but there's actually been eco warriors around the country, around the world, who have been blocking traffic to try to bring awareness to global warming, climate change, blah, 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 blah. And there was a bad accident that happened in England on a bridge when they blocked traffic in a bridge, and it caused 2 people to die. From these eco warriors, these climate protesters. These climate protesters, the ones that threw the tomato soup on the Van Gogh last week. Just moronic stuff that these guys are doing. But there you go. All right, let's get Bobby's brain teases.
What?
It's Bobby's brain teases.
This is crazy. 75% of the world's food is generated from just 12 plants and 5 animal species. And there's about 250,000 to 300,000 known edible plant species, but only 200 are used by humans. But 75% of the world's food is generated by just 12 of those edible plants and 5 animal species. That's pretty crazy.